This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. A full day of action at the Capitol Wednesday often took on the qualities of the Twilight Zone. There was Shreveport Representative Thomas Carmody's bill to require a local vote before removing military monuments.
House Bill 71 is an effort to make sure that those persons' sacrifices and their contributions are not just randomly tossed away.
Shreveport resident Brenda O'Brock spoke in support.
I think students should be paraded to these monuments.
An equal pay bill, along with New Orleans Representative Helena Moreno's bill duplicating federal law that prohibits employer retaliation against workers who talk about what they make, failed in-house labor.
We've had this law, this federal law, in the books since 1935.
But the Senate version by J.P. Morrell, combining the elements of both House measures, was approved by Senate labor.
With pay secrecy, all of the power rests in the employer to pay you what he wants to pay you, not what the market dictates.
In House Judiciary, John Legend.
Just a little change.
Yes, that John Legend testified on behalf of criminal justice reform.
Every decision we make with incarceration has a cost to it.
And then there was Shreveport Senator John Milkovich's bill to let each school district set its own education standards.
Common Core comes from the United Nations. It's a federal agenda. Common Core was intended to allow electrodes on kids, data mining of parents, but it's made a lot of money for its backers. And yes, I am fired up.
The Senate Education Committee threw cold water on that. Today, the full House debates the budget. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from IEM, Worldwide Disaster Management from Louisiana since 1985. I think, therefore IEM. And Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge.